recorded live from the lobby of the Lion Hotel in downtown Austin, Texas.
It's hard for me to talk about this sometimes because I realize I immediately get into like really like specific language. I need like a buzzer that's like, you said pH again, stop. I'm Miranda Bennett, and I'm the owner and creative director of Miranda Bennett Studio. It's a plant-dyed women's apparel line that we produce here in Austin, Texas. Plant dyeing, I think, is so unique and special because the quality of the colors that it creates is really unlike what you see with synthetics. You have just sort of a depth and a luminosity to the shades that, for me, was really what drew me to it and made me want to incorporate it into the line. There's really not a lot of examples of plant dyes that are used in the scale. We're really creating the blueprint and the model for how to do that. We're basically creating our own sort of infrastructure from scratch. Yes, I was born in Austin, lived here until I was 2. I was in New York from about 17 to 29 for 12 years, and the draw to come back to Austin was definitely twofold. There was, you know, an element of it being a return home. That being said, once I got back here, I was like, this isn't the same Austin. For anyone that's been here in the last 15 years or so, you'll know that it's been going through this really incredible stage of like rapid growth and development. Initially, there was that promise of a return home, and then ultimately when I came back, I was like, I have to let go of that, and I have to like get to know what the city is now. The flip side of all of that development was it enabled me to have a line here and to be able to work here, and that wasn't something I initially even knew if it would be possible. We're a city that was always very small, and our infrastructure was, you know, though it's the capital and we have UT here, it was never really set up for this like incredible influx of people. In terms of the city, there's a lot of improvements that can be done, you know, in terms of keeping the residents sort of protected within this exciting and dynamic time. You know, as a business owner being here, I think, you know, for me, it's all positive. For example, working with Open Arms, the nonprofit that we do our manufacturing with, now with New Leaf, which is the agricultural division of the MRC, it's a way to really include this population that's, you know, continuing to come here and seeking refuge in the city. I couldn't feel more supported by the community in Austin. There's not the sense of sort of dog-eat-dog competition. Rising tides raise all ships, and I think there's definitely a sense here in this community that a win for any of us is a win for all of us, because we're still at a place of getting people to really recognize the level of creative work that's happening in the city. So I had been making my own clothing, probably starting when I was like 14, and clothes for like my dolls before that with like a hot glue gun. And it was a combination of just enjoying understanding how things were made and putting things together, and, you know, a lack of financial resources and having a real aesthetic sensitivity from a very young age. A lot of people are very surprised by the source materials for the dyes that we use. Things that are sort of known within like the dye community, but that natural dye community is a very niche, very small thing. And often the sort of resources that you can find for that, if you're, you know, doing a search online or whatever, are like very small scale and very hobbyist kind of oriented. For us, a lot of the materials that we're sourcing from, it's predominantly actually wood fibers. So there's a lot of different trees that naturally have dye properties. And that's something that, you know, historically, if you go to Southeast Asia, to Africa, to China, you can see in all of these cultures in all of these different ways that these different plants, all of these things were discovered by indigenous populations. Each continent has their own, like, really just incredible plethora of goods that you can, that have been naturally discovered. There's a lot of dye potential in a lot of different types of wood fibers. In there's different flowers. You know, initially I was getting a lot of processed extracts that were coming from all over the globe. Trees that were native to India, China, South America. Now what we're trying to do is actually have a very localized palette that's like reflective of the local ecology here in the Texas Hill Country. I think there's a lot of potential for slow food to influence slow fashion. It's really this emphasis on ingredients, right? It's an emphasis on materials. It's an emphasis on sourcing mindfully, you know, sourcing locally, and also really the seasonality is an exciting component for us to think about as a studio because, you know, it can be something where it's like we're going to have this limited run of walnut hull dyed fabrics that are just in that season when all the walnuts are ripe and they're, you know, so it's like that's when it's available. We're not going to force it, you know, because often when we say things like, oh, this was dyed with pecan or this was dyed with X, Y, or Z, it's a really abstract concept for most people. When you say pecan, what do you mean? Well, like what part of pecan? Like, and we're really talking about the heartwood, like the inner like wood of this tree. And that's just like, that's just not something that computes a lot of the time. So I think when we are able to start like visually telling that story, really have something to point to say, this is what we mean. This pecan, you know, this is what we're talking about. It's this material. And I think there's a lot of exciting things to think about.